WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As we Americans become more concerned with our place in the global economy, we've also become more sensitive to cultural differences that get in the way of communication. The French anthropologist Raymond Carrel has lived in this country for a long time, and she deals with some of these problems in a new book called Cultural Misunderstandings, The French-American Experience. Linguist Jeffrey Nunberg has this review.
The first time I visited France, many years ago, I was invited to a rather grand wedding party in a chateau in Normandy. We were standing around after a huge dinner, and the mother of the bride came around with a plate of pastries. I pulled out my best college French and said, "Oh no, I couldn't, I'm completely stuffed." She went sort of white, and then she remembered that I was a foreigner, and she gently corrected me. The French consider it vulgar to refer to your gastric state when you refuse an offer of food. What you're supposed to say is simply, "No, thank you, it was excellent," a compliment that an American hostess would probably find rather tepid. Curious, all those years of grammar and poetry, and I'd never learned how to refuse a petit four. As it happened, the next French marriage I attended was my own, and since then I've had to take an interest in these little cultural differences, if only by way of self-defense. So I was particularly fascinated by Raymond Carrel's new book. Americans never used to bother much about cultural differences, but now it's a hot commodity. Consultants are doing a thriving business, telling corporate customers how to pick up a check in Tokyo or an escargot in Paris. But what I like about Carrel's book is that she sees culture as something deeper than mere etiquette. She has an ethnographer's keen eye for the way small misunderstandings can reveal profound differences in mentality, the way you trip on the corner of a carpet and reveal the floor underneath. Dick and Jill are dining at Pierre and Jacqueline's. After the meal, Jacqueline is nonplussed when Dick and Jill start to help her clean the table and carry the dishes into the kitchen. The Americans are only trying to be companionable, of course, but their hosts see them as being intrusive. As Carrel observes, the French have a much stronger sense of the distinction between public and private life and divide the parts of the house accordingly. You can socialize with French people for years without ever seeing the inside of their kitchen. Then there's the way we converse. At a party in an American university, a visiting French academic asks an American historian if he's read the recent book by Professor X. The American starts to give a thoughtful response, but the Frenchman begins to dart his eyes across the room and beckons to another friend to join them. You can imagine what each is thinking. These French, so rude and superficial. These Americans always lecturing you. Americans like a conversation to go somewhere, but to the French, an American conversation can sound like an exchange of position papers. For them, the ideal conversation is full of digressions and embellishment. As Carrel describes it, it's a spider's web, delicate, fragile, brilliant, a work of art. It put me in mind of an old story about an encounter between Madame de Stael and Hegel. "Ah, Monsieur Hegel, all France has been talking of your remarkable new philosophy. Can you explain it to me in a few words?" Hegel began to speak, but he'd hardly gotten a sentence out when Madame de Stael cut him off. "J'ai compris," she said. The more you think about cultural differences, the more the simplest interaction can come to seem like a minefield. French and Americans, blacks and whites, Hispanics and Anglos, each with their own language and their own unique take on the world. Yet people do manage to serve the pastry. As Randall Jarrell once said, Americans and Europeans are like men and women. Each understands the other worse, and it matters less than either of them suppose.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto. Raymond Carrel's book, Cultural Misunderstandings, is published by University of Chicago Press.